Desert Healthcare District and Foundation presents a podcast that supports your health and wellness where you live. This is Healthy Desert, Healthy You, hosted by Will Dean. Now, here's Will.
Hello, friends. Today we have a very special guest. This is someone who is on the staff of DAP Health, which has been a longtime partner and grantee of the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation. Please help me welcome William Van Hemert.
Hello, Will.
How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. The reason that I wanted to have you is that last year our board approved an RFP, which is a request for proposals that deal with mitigating air quality. And your organization, DAP Health, was one of the organizations that received a grant as a result of that RFP. And I want to talk to you about that, just what you guys have planned, what you've been doing since that time. So first, Bill, I'm going to call you Bill from here on out.
Yes.
First, tell us a little bit about your position at DAP Health and what you do.
I'm Bill Van Hemert. I'm the Director of Institutional Giving and Grants Administration here at DAP Health. So I oversee the grants department in terms of the revenue that comes in that is not typically, you know, a billable service by our FQHC. That's not like resource development events. So it's the grants arm to bring in and support our program service deliveries and wraparound services.
That is a very important position. I know that our grants program is a very important part of what we do here. So I know that you're very much valued at DAP Health. So I want to talk about your proposal that received the grant. Could you summarize what that is and what you're planning to do?
Yes, thank you. The Desert Healthcare District, their RFP for the air quality had three strategies. And one was to increase awareness and foster connections regarding air quality. Then to help with household environmentals and indoor air quality, and then to increase access to healthcare. DAP Health, we aligned our deliverables with strategy one, the education component and collaboration, and then also with increasing access to the healthcare. And how we're doing that is that we are developing an educational campaign where we're going to go out in the community and do community education. Also some print, some media education. We're also then doing training of our clinicians at our health centers regarding air quality to make more awareness of within DAP Health and our clinicians. And then we're also have a collaboration component, which we'll talk about with the other four grantees, because there are five grantees in this RFP process. And then the next would be then for strategy three is to do some based upon that education and community outreach is referral then to DAP Health and our various clinics within Coachella Valley area.
Right. So that three-pronged approach is very important.
Correct.
I do want to talk about the collaboration aspect because I think that's really interesting. So DAP Health is going to act as a sort of facilitator or hub for the other grantees. How's that going to work?
Yeah. DAP is going to take the lead as a cohort, a collaborator for the other four agencies that are grantees. And so we are taking the lead since we are the agency that will be providing the access to care. The other four agencies are more the education, the outreach, are within ones within the school districts. One is the asthma and a foundation. Another is the youth leadership initiative. And another is a promotoris, community health workers. So DAP Health is the lead in this cohort of all five grantees. We are hosting monthly meetings so that we all know what we're working on, what our goals and objectives are according to the grants. And then also when we do community outreach, as the other agencies are doing outreach, then our DAP Health, Department of Community Health, will also go out and be part of that collaboration if we're going into the school districts, going at community health fairs, doing outreach components. And then DAP can be that resource and referral into healthcare.
Okay, I got it. So DAP Health has been in the community a long time. You have a very strong brand. Most people are aware of DAP Health as a primary healthcare provider or a specialty healthcare provider. Why did you guys want to be involved in this environmental health effort?
It goes into line what we call as health disparities. Conditions within the environment or socioeconomic conditions affects one's physical health and ability to maintain an active care and productive lifestyle. And we have that relationship with Desert Healthcare District that we want to align with whatever is going on in the Coachella Valley. But that really is why we believe access to care is part of in health disparities.
So you mentioned your clinicians earlier. We have had on the podcast many guests talking about health disparities as it relates to environmental challenges, especially they're seeing an increase in respiratory illnesses, asthma among children and seniors. I'm wondering if your clinicians have also seen that?
Yes, we have. In particular, in the recent years, with the various like the salt and sea, and also when we had the recent environmental components, we were seeing an increase in what we call some other type of socioeconomic status of those health disparities that I mentioned in terms of other asthma, pulmonary type of disease conditions. Also in terms of like what's called COPD, the breathing and some potential talk about like increased hypertension disease, which is a result of these other air quality components.
Right. So I guess my question for you is that one of the other things that I've learned during the podcast is that especially in the Eastern Valley, maybe throughout the valley, there are a lot more instances of asthma and respiratory conditions, but there aren't official diagnoses. And that's due to a lack of healthcare access. My understanding is people only seek treatment when it's an emergency situation and they have to go to an emergency room. So any plans by DAP Health to address that?
Yes. And that's why this grant opportunity through Desert Healthcare District is providing that component. It provides, if you know, DAP Health, we have like our internal marketing department. We have a Department of Community Health, and that's part of our outreach component, our education for those not only that are currently in care. We'll be doing within our own what's called our EHR, Electronic Health Record, MyChart. We'll be providing some educational materials regarding air quality, regarding if you're experiencing these signs and symptoms that then you might want to inquire with your clinicians. For those that are not in care, that is our education campaign where we are going to be doing print media, social media, and providing and collaboration with those other four grantees that in terms of how to increase their awareness and to help them assess their individuals. So if individuals in the community can assess, I'm experiencing these symptoms, or I didn't realize that, and then now I'm going to have a resource and referral, I can contact one of those five agencies that have this grant, and also we can contact DAP Health to have an assessment and come in for treatment.
So that sounds like a very extensive community outreach and education campaign.
Yes, it is.
Do you have any idea how many people you expect to reach through these efforts?
Yes. Got some in some ideas in terms of what we put in what's our deliverable of the grant is that we plan to do television ads. So like 450 television ads in English and Spanish. We're going to do radio spots on local radios for potentially 3,000 radio spots, 300 public service announcements in both English and Spanish, and then digital media in terms of like Google, Facebook, or Instagram. We plan to go, it's called Impressions, where we'll do like some ads. So about 7,000 ads to hopefully get those impressions. We're also going to collaborate with the Desert Sun. And we plan to do some front page ads, which will potentially the Desert Sun, we're estimating is about 100,000 readers, and also some potential brochures, print materials that we're going to also collaborate with those other four agencies, grantees, that will distribute about 5,000 print materials to probably reach about 100,000 text messages to clients. And we think it's approximately 85,000 websites that we might reach. 85,000 potential.
Okay, that's a lot of people. It's a lot of
Lot of data that we're getting from our marketing department. Correct.
That's a lot of outreach, a lot of data, and it is needed. So with all of this outreach and this education, a big part of that is prevention, I'm sure. You want to prevent people from having the experiencing these respiratory conditions. I'm curious about that because if these conditions are undiagnosed, and we talked a little bit earlier about people who don't seek treatment until it's an emergency, so they're not really diagnosed until then, do these kind of conditions lead to other health complications or issues? Are you aware of anything like that?
Yeah, that's what's referred to as comorbidity conditions. So, as I've mentioned before, it can lead to potentially other conditions such as hypertension. Also, in terms of pulmonary type of conditions, bronchitis might be another condition that might be aware. And also, not just physical, but also with the poor air quality, you're limited in like your physical activity, not going outside, not taking walks, not being able to have a full physical active lifestyle, which can be then you're more sustained, subsidiary, that you're not really being an active, full part of yourself, which can cause then more health conditions.
And that's such a huge part of the appeal of living here and visiting here is to have that active lifestyle and to be
Correct.
outside.
Yeah.
Definitely need to address that. When is the education and outreach campaign going to start, or has it already?
It has already. We have had two or three meetings with the other cohorts, grantees. We're developing our outreach strategies. And what they're developing is all five of the grantees are developing what's called a toolkit. So right now, DAP Health is working with our marketing department to, like I said, to develop the print materials, to develop the social media components, all of those digital campaign educational. And then the other agencies are developing their toolkits of print materials that are geared toward like the youth or to the home in-home type of air quality respiratory outreach. So once that's developed, then it will be out in the community to those health fairs, to the school districts, and do providing education and training. So it's in the works, and we're just ready to implement it out in the streets.
I'm excited to see what you all come up with. As you were talking about that, my mind went to the people who are exposed more than anyone else, the unhoused. Do you know, is that going to be a part of this campaign and this outreach?
Yes, one is that we do, as DAP Health, we have other Department of Community Health, but we have our harm reduction program. So we can incorporate this kind of outreach and this grant into our other service delivery areas to the homeless through our harm reduction. We have mobile units that we'll be able to take out and incorporate with our clinicians in terms of to like Desert Highland Gateway, to that community, to the various school districts in this area, and then also to in the East Valley, to the migrant and to the seasonal and agricultural community. So we plan to get into that demographic also. Correct.
You plan to reach as many people as possible.
Correct, yes.
That's awesome. I do recall that DAP Health Leadership participated in our inaugural Healthy Desert Health U
Yes.
Environmental Health Summit in September 2024. What was your major takeaway from that event?
The amount of collaboration, the desire by various in the community at all levels, like nonprofits, for-profit agencies, also the politicians, the city government, all coming together during that summit and having their viewpoint towards the goal of environmental health within our valley.
That's awesome, Bill. There will be another summit. Our second annual will be in September 2025. So I hope to see you there.
I just registered.
Thank
Looking forward
you.
to it.
That's exciting. So if people want to find out more about what DAP Health is doing, where can they go to find that information?
You can go to our website, www.daphealth.org, and then you various click around. You can register to become a client. You can also see our press releases regarding our various outreach events and topics. So that'd be the best way is, and then also we have links to, we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, and you can find us anywhere there, daphealth.org.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate all that you do and all that DAP Health does to ensure that we have a healthy and safe community.
We love our collaboration with Desert Healthcare District Foundation. Thank you very much, Will.
You're welcome. Please subscribe if you want to catch more episodes like this one. Be well.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Healthy Desert, Healthy You. This podcast is a production of the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation in Palm Springs, California. For more information, please visit the website dhcd.org. Our annual conference site is healthydeserthealthyyou.org. This podcast is available at most major podcast portals, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Captivate.fm, Spotify, and YouTube Music.